Yeah. What's good? This be the G Shaw Cypher. You officially tune in to On The Grind Live. We support anybody out there grinding. And if they grinding, you know, you already know where we at. They right here with me on The Grind Live. When you see me, you see dope people. Let me repeat myself. When you see me, you see dope people. So what I do is I bring them up and y'all get a chance to really tune in with them. I got somebody right with me right now. That's that. We're going to talk about their origin, where they from. But right now, they in New York City. You get what I'm saying? And New York City is where I'm from. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. So when I see someone in New York City, I definitely got to bring them up to the table, to the grind. You get what I'm saying? Coco, what's going on?
Hey, how are you? So nice to be here tonight, first off. Thank you for having me. And shout out to Brooklyn. I'm in Brooklyn Crown Heights right now as we speak.
So. Right. That's crazy. My wife is from Crown Heights. Yeah. My wife is from Crown Heights.
What a synchronicity. Yeah, that's amazing.
Definitely. You know what I mean? So talk to me about originally where you from, because I hear accent, and I know it doesn't sound like it's New York, but talk to me. Like, where originally are you from?
Originally, I'm from Finland, from Northern Europe, which is actually ranked the happiest country in the world for, like, many years in a row, coincidentally. But basically, I am from there, but also I grew up partially in Middle Europe, in Brussels, Belgium. So, like, definitely when I was, like, you know, sometime in my teenage years, we moved to Brussels. I would consider myself like European, more than almost Finnish. I love Finland, but you know, just like having exposed to different cultures and growing up and in an international environment and just like diversity, like kind of just had made me the way I am today.
No, it makes sense. What made you transition to the States, right? Because you started off, obviously you born and raised, you know, overseas or outside of the country, but how did you transition to New York? Because I don't think New York's the only United States place that you lived in, right? Like, I think you lived in other places. So talk to me about that.
Right. Thank you for asking. I came here originally to study sound engineering and audio technology. I came to New York City. I studied at SAE Institute of Technology in Chelsea, Manhattan. And I just love sound, like music being part of my life all my life prior moving here. I had worked a little bit different. Like, I had been in media, radio host, DJing, like that stuff. Wow. But I feel like that had really gotten me into sound. And as I had already background in music, and I found the school, it was kind of like, okay, let's go. I'm coming here. And I really loved it. And yeah, so basically it was studies and music that really would draw me here. I also did at some point live in California for half a year in San Diego. And that was also a great experience for me, as this was like around like middle of pandemic times. So I feel like that was for me, for my art, my craft, very inspirational and just kind of like much needed peaceful break a little bit from the city. So yeah.
Definitely. Shout out, Lourdes. I see you there. You know what I mean? So I appreciate you. Listen, if you tuning in, make sure that you put yourself in the chat. Let me know so I can put you up there. So what's the music like where you're originally from, right? You know, from Finland and different places you've been before you came to the States. Like, what is the music like there that made you, just tell me, what is the music like there in Finland today? Like, do you have music like what you have here in the States in Finland?
Honestly, I haven't been there for a while, so I'm not actually very like tuned in how exactly music is there right now. But I just know there a lot of times the music, everything is done like it's made in Finnish. So like basically the target audience is the people who live in the country. And then for myself, when I've had international like upbringing, like background, it was kind of natural that I want to have other languages involved in my own music artistry. So I do think, you know, it's like everywhere. Music is, it's always there. And then in Middle Europe, though, I feel like that definitely has a big influence how my own sound is, because my roots are, my first instrument, like is alto saxophone, actually. So right. Now, like jazz, funk, soul, like it's pretty big on the Middle European countries like France, Belgium, right. The Netherlands, even Luxembourg. And so I would say I definitely have like funk elements in my music, especially from the time when we lived in Brussels, because we went to see like a lot of jazz, for example, at all times. And then, you know, melodic rap, just like chill vibes, like
Let me ask you this, like what kind of sound, like you've gave me like different types of sounds, but today, like how do you describe Coco's sound to somebody, you know, now that you developed, how do you describe Coco's sound to someone looking to listen to your music for the first time?
Right now, I would say Coco's sound is conscious pop, funk, okay. And soul elements there. Right. And main influences for me, I would say, are actually like Kali Uchis, Erykah Badu, and Amy Winehouse. Wow. So as I mentioned those names, I would say like people right. would probably have a little bit of an idea like how...
Right, how right. Well, it's a mix, right? You got all kinds of different styles and tones and types of music with those artists. So the fact that you resonate with those, you know, with those artists is great. At what age would you say, or, you know, how long, you know, has it been, how long have you been taking the music serious? Like, you know, you've probably been doing, you know, at least into the music for a long time, but from a professional perspective, how long have you been taking the music seriously?
I was 8 years old when I started playing the sax, and pretty right. soon I kind of like auditioned to this class, like in school, right. primary school, music specialized class, where, you know, instead of like having 2 hours of music a week or music classes, we had like 4 or 5. Right. Very early on, I got involved in like theater, musical theater, music theory. Like I was like... in this music, how do you say, conservatory, because I took the sax classes, I was part of choirs. So from the age of 8, I've been involved with this, and my own artistry, I would say I've been actively building 2-3 years. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. What kind of beats do you like to listen to? Like, what kind of beats do you like to listen to that make you, you know, create the songs that you do today?
I personally use a lot of material from this actually Russian producer, Sublunary, yeah. And his style is like very aligned with my own soul and my style. Nice. So he's like poppy, but, you know, funk and soul elements, just like vibes, like vibey. But here and there, you know, I would look up for, I would say like, Caesar type of beats and Kali Uchis type of beats. And I like to like produce too. I don't do it as much currently. I don't have like a home studio set up like that right now. But especially around school times, like I really love producing. I play the keys, some guitar. So I definitely like music where there is real instruments as much as possible. It's just kind of like my vibe. I'm a little bit like vintage too in that sense.
Right. So do a lot of your songs have you know, real instruments in them? Like, are you in studios with real you know, bands and instruments when you create music?
Like, I've been performing with a band, but unfortunately, but my creative process, like until this point, it haven't as much like in the studio involved like a lot of instruments necessarily, but here and there, you know, like here and there, yes. But it's just like you gotta have access. So then, you know, a lot of times we may like build a beat just like on Logic or like Ableton. But I'm putting that out to the universe because I'm on my best when I can create with the instruments, I would say.
Yeah. Well, listen, you got this song that you get ready to drop. Right. Don't you got a song dropping at midnight? I think it's midnight. Yes.
I have a whole LP coming out.
LP. Yeah. It's a whole LP coming out. Tell us the name of the LP. And you know, how many tracks on it, and then the concept behind the LP overall.
Right. So the LP, it is called Coco Motion, and it comes from pretty much just me motioning at all times, grinding, building here, going after my dreams here in New York City, never stopping despite any obstacles, just always staying in motion. So I thought that would be the perfect name for this first LP that I'm about to release. And it's actually like a more like a collection of songs rather than having like one certain theme. All those songs I've been writing like during my journey here in the States pretty much. So they describe really well like the each time, like it's like a timeline almost, like how my journey has been here. And a lot of times, like I mentioned, like my sound or like my lyrics are kind of conscious. I try to be positive and, you know, encouraging. Self-love is big team, alignment. So I just want to always encourage people for spiritual growth, be the best versions of themselves. And you definitely hear that in my lyrics, like in those songs, in those songs.
One of the songs that we're going to be playing on our radio station, Power 107.6, The Truth, effective tomorrow, we'll be playing this song called My Life. Talk to me about the the name sounds self-explanatory, but give me the background of that particular song. And then who produced that song? If it was the Russian producer, let's dive deeper into that song and really the concept of it.
Right. So this song was first off recorded by my old classmate from SAE, Cosme. Shout out to him. He's also an artist. He recorded it and mixed and mastered at his studio, Purple Waves. And Sublunary, like he's the one who produced the beat. And yeah, it's a song about reaching your ultimate happiness. It's a song about basically being in your fullest potential. And it is a love song in a way, but a lot of times I even like to use like this concept of love, which is actually a state of being and like a state of living for me, like staying positive and staying present on the moment at all times. So I would say it's also like a song about self-love. You find romantic aspects there, but that's ultimately what it is about, love and happiness.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense, you know what I mean? And that sounds like a great, we can't wait to put it on rotation and have it spinning. So talk to me about some of the feedback you've gotten, you know, in the past, on any of the songs or performances that you've done. And I know you got some performances coming up. So talk to me about your experience in the performances that you've had so far.
Right. I, by the way, wanted to add one thing, about my life. Yeah. Growth. Yeah, just self-development and growth is actually like a big theme there too. But, you know, that I consider like self-love and all. But yeah, I mean, this past year has been kind of wild for me. Like I started just releasing singles and things have been growing like very fast-paced. I had no idea like they were going to take off the way they would. But I had an intuition. Like I feel like I'm doing something different and unique. And I feel like this time, this world needs something like that. They just need something different, like not always like talking about same topics, but you know, we just need good energy, good frequencies, high frequencies, and empowerment in general. So performances, I mean, I just had an off-Broadway performance last month, actually. That was so fire. It was like one of my biggest dreams come true, as I've done some musical theater in my past. So that was definitely some fire. I did that together as a collaboration with my two artist friends, Jake Inzera and Sally. Okay. We had months of preparation. We had the live band, we had visuals, we had the group song, like we had choreography, we had everything there. It was so beautiful at the Triad. I'm performing like every week a lot, honestly. Like I do like showcases, all over New York City. I have an LP, official LP release concert coming up in 2 weeks, actually 6th of May at Sweet Talk in Park Slope here in Brooklyn. Wow. So everybody, welcome. We're gonna give our best and share the love and, you know, just heal together.
Definitely. And then you're in my city too, you know what I mean? I'm from Flatbush, Brooklyn. That's originally where I was, you know, born and raised. You get what I'm saying? So, and my wife is from Park, you know, Park Place over there in Crown Heights. So that's real cool. That's real cool that you in New York. So does the love in New York City, you know, you how long you've been in New York City again? Like how long you've been living there?
Well, I came to study 2019. So that would make pretty much 5 years. And then I was in Cali in between. But yeah.
All right. So you a New Yorker now. It's 5 years, got your feet wet, you there, you know, they, you know, so how's the people treating you well out there? I just want to make sure, you know.
They are amazing. Like they really are so supportive, especially the artist community here is like no other. I'm so grateful for everybody I'm like involved in here, like people constantly putting on me on opportunities, showing love, sharing my content, sharing material, being supportive during shows. Like I love it here. And then people in general, I think it's like I'm kind of like a citizen of the world, I would consider, and I feel like my kind of people, we like fit in this city because we like, we love to feel inspired, we love diversity, we love to just have like options when we do things, even daily things. So for me, I think it's the perfect fit, and I love my city and my people.
Definitely, definitely. I see somebody else just tapped in, Katrina. So definitely salute to you. Catherine, I just want to make sure I get it right. If I'm saying your name wrong, I completely apologize. I just want to make sure that we show Coco that you here showing some support for what, you know, for her. This is On The Grind Live, Shaw Cypher, Coco. Listen, I got something for you, and you probably got something on the way. Issue 85 of the Grind Report.
That's on fire.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna step back a little bit so you can see the whole thing, right? The reason why I'm showing this, not just because, you know, it's a magazine and it's part of my brand, but somebody y'all know is in here.
Oh my goodness. I mean, there. No, that's so fire.
You know,
thank you so much for having me.
In there, I'm trying to make sure the camera see, you know, so she's in.
Okay.
She's in there. Issue 85 of the Grind Report out right now. If y'all support her, make sure y'all go get that. And you figure out, well, how can I go get it? At the Grind Report, grind with a Y. Click the link in our bio, it'll take you right to it, and you can support the Grind Report by getting an issue. Check her out. We tell her story in this magazine, you know, so we want to make sure y'all understand that she's got a story. And you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, she knows that we support her. So I know it's on the way. Your hard copy's probably coming soon, so make sure y'all tuned in. Listen, let me ask you this. Do you have any videos for any of the songs that you release in off of your project that drops, or you have plans to, you know, creating any videos for those songs?
I mean, four of the singles of the project, they are out with the music video on my YouTube channel. So you'll find koko.flyest. Coco.flyest is my YouTube. Actually, right. I'm going to say now IG koko.fly. So coco.fly and TikTok, same thing, koko.fly. So we either fly or flyest. But like, there is visuals. We also have a new video coming out with the new single, My Life. And that's going to come out in a few days. So the LP is dropping tonight at midnight, New York City time. And then video after a few days.
Definitely, definitely. Let me ask you this. How many producers did you use to create Coco Motion? Or did you have one particular producer that you worked with?
I'm going to count. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm like in co-produced like two of the songs too. So I mean, I'm including myself, like 5.
Okay, cool. That's good. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, you have a variety of different production and things like that. like from since you've been in the music business professionally, whether you're just playing an instrument or you're actually the artist, you know, leading vocals, like what do you feel like is one of the biggest lessons you've learned so far?
That I love this question. I hate to say this, but I'm a female in this industry. I'm really a go-getter. I work right. really hard, and I feel like certain times that made like intimate. How do you say? People may feel intimidated about it. Like they like don't believe somebody would come other side of the world and like really like kick it. And so then I would say there is like lack of like just of support towards female artists in general. Well, that is something I'm definitely going to work on actively when I make it. I'm definitely making sure I'm going to put like dope girls on opportunities, because me, myself, I've had to navigate. Also, I, in a way, been very blessed because I went to engineering school and I was one of the only girls in my class. So, you know, I feel like those people definitely been supportive and definitely been helping me build my artistry. So in that way, I have been blessed. But here and there, you just like meet interesting people and like in that sense that you don't always know what the intentions of the persons is. Like they're like, oh, dope, let's go for a session. And then boom, like they just had completely something else than music on mind. So I would say if you're a girl, you know, stay tough, you know, a little bit. And then it helps. I have my manager, Sunny. And it's extremely helpful because now she's kind of handling like a lot of this collaboration stuff, bookings, like so many things. But it does help, and it's dope. She's like a female.
Shout out to Sunny. You know, shout out to Sunny. Like, talk to me how that relationship came about. You know, a manager, somebody's going to be very important to your brand, and really, you know, can make a break. Your future, you know, if you don't have the right one. So talk about the relationship you've built and how she's been able to point you in the right direction.
I agree with what you say. And I think she's an amazing human, first off, like just a really, really amazing soul and spirit. So I feel like as spirits, like we kind of connected right away, like felt.
She said, be nice.
I'm always nice when I talk about her. But basically, it happened like this. I had gone to this one interview.
Right.
And then she happened, or shout out to Showtime, our homie. And then she happened to, and still to this day, of course, manages show. And then I just remembered her energy and like she her being like so kind and cool. And we kind of just started like here and there chatting up a little bit. And then I had a lot of people coming to me at some point when I was working with this one PR all the time asking about management and, you know, wanting to manage me. And I feel like they just were not the right fit. Like, so something was off. And for me specifically, I wanted to have like a boss bitch. Like I wanted to have a female manager who knows like what they're like on. And that's what I felt Sunny is. So then we built the connection kind of like, you know, we went for a coffee, like we talked, like we just kind of like we were taking our time, and then that's how it happened. And I'm so happy she said yes. So but
she's
definitely
on point. She's definitely on point. We, you know, we need to make sure we keep everything up to date.
Really,
and, staying on point. So so what else are you interested in doing, you know, whether it be in and outside the music business?
What do you mean? Like doing in and outside.
Yeah, so in and outside the business, what other ventures are you interested in and getting into?
Oh, Sunny is commenting. You make it easy. Shout out to Sunny, period. Yeah. Honestly, we just wanna, I feel like I'm on a whole this is like my life purpose. Like I'm on a whole life mission with my art. I really genuinely want to make this world a better place, heal and empower people with my art, share my presence and joy. I love performing in general, and usually like I like to share my truth as I perform. And so I want to be performing a lot, but we really want to, like, I'm definitely going to go do Coachella, Madison Square Garden, Barclays Center. Like, these are like the plans, you know, like
definitely, touring, definitely.
Big concerts. Like, we are going all in with this.
Is there any businesses that you would like to open, or any other like things, like you would like write a book or be a actor, or anything else like in those realms that you're interested in?
It's like really when people, I know like a lot of people, especially like music people, like they are thinking about like clothing brands or stuff like that. I could, you know, like it would be dope to like design a sneaker with Nike, for example, but I don't have like such a like passion, you know,
to do that.
Towards, yeah. Like, I just really want to like just be making dope music, make amazing performances and, you know, right. Like go really go to next level. And that is the most important thing. Something I want to do in the future is to do like a lot of charity though. Like that's one of the dreams. When I make it, I really want to make charity organizations, especially people struggling with mental health or also like for women, if you are like for women who are in abusive relationships or whatnot, but like women empowerment in general. And yeah, really just help people. And What else I'm thinking?
Well, you mentioned women empowerment and mental health. Like how important is that? You know, those topics right now are very heavy, you know, today, and more prevalent today than they have ever been, in my opinion. So, you know, talk to me about how important that is for you.
It's everything, really. Like right. Self-love, it's like a big concept for me. And for me, how I see this world is we are souls and, you know, we have purpose and, you know, we are so valuable, each right. and every one of us, just as ourselves, like nothing external have anything to do with your profession or status or anything like that. So like, I really just want to remind everyone, like how valuable they are as their true selves. And, that in that sense, like, you know, work through mental health, like how important it is to love yourself and understand, you know, like your mind is not you. And, you know, you don't need to seek validation or like, you know, you could do your own thing, basically. So right. that is like mental health related to me. And also like just I do see there is like a lot of it's problematic because I feel like society don't always see us as individuals. Right. So that's why, yeah, so self-empowerment and like self-love is very important for me. And when it comes to women empowerment, I just want to remind also women like how powerful like they are, how feminine energy kind of actually rules this world. So yeah, it's just something I always promote and will promote.
Definitely. One question we always ask you, and if you didn't, you know, if you don't know, we asked you this question in the issue of the Grind Report, Coco, you get what I'm saying? But I always like to ask this question live too. What is your definition of grind?
My definition of grind is going fully after what you want, not taking the plan B or C or whatnot. Going towards that direction, aligning yourself to your soul, and right. then being consistent, taking steps every day towards that dream, and keep on staying in motion, basically. Coco Motion, that's what we do.
What else do you want people to know about Coco that we haven't touched on yet?
I just want people to come to my show so they get the full experience. Like, you know, I want to show what the motion is about. And also, I mean, I'm heavy on, you know, now when we talked about like important values, like I'm heavy on like, you know, animal, like I love animals and I don't eat any meat, plant-based. So like I'm big on like activism in that sense. So that's a funny detail about me. And I love color pink. And that's kind of like the core to my artistry too, because like I do want to like promote soft feminine energies and creative energies. And tonight is actually Scorpio full moon, pink moon, as I'm releasing this whole project, which is pretty pink themed. So I do see there is a lot of synchronization. And we did actually already, we had like album listening session at the Platinum Studios 2 days ago, celebrating my birthday too. So now I'm just so excited to release this project out to the world. I really wish it can help as many people as possible. I hope it can heal. I hope it can give inspiration and insights to people and help everybody grow and help everybody love themselves.
Definitely. Scrolling at the bottom, we see we put Coco's Instagram there. So just in case y'all didn't catch it earlier, make sure y'all go follow her on Instagram, coco.fly. She's got some other social media as well. Either it's coco.fly or coco.flyest, right? Either way, it's official. You know, make sure you go check her out. Any shout outs you want to give to the people?
Shout out to, of course, Sunny, the manager. Shout out to my good friend Inka, who's been helping building my artistry for a long time. Shout out to all the collaborators of the LP. I'm going to be posting a whole list tomorrow as morning when as the project is out. Yeah, shout out to all my peers and mom and dad and my sister. That's about it.
Well, you know, make sure y'all go check out Coco Motion dropping midnight on all digital platforms. Power 107.6 The Truth. We'll be spinning a single, My Life, right off of that. You know what I'm saying? So it will be in daily rotation. I need y'all to understand what's really going on. We're going to make sure we support and all that good stuff. And, you know, is there anything else? Any last things you want to tell the people before we get out of here, Coco?
I'm just asking everyone to put a lot of good energy out towards this project. We wish Coco Motion goes as far as it can. We wish it touches as many souls as possible. We wish amazing things, abundance, blessings coming on the way. And that's all I'm asking. So send positive energies to that and check it out, because it's an interesting journey. And I think everybody can get something out of it.
Definitely, definitely. Make sure y'all go support, you know, you know, we got to support artists out here, especially, you know, she in my city, New York City. So you got to support just because, you know, you know what I mean? Because, you know, because she grinding. She's really grinding. She's really doing what she's supposed to be doing. And she's doing it, you know, in a way that's recognizable. So I appreciate you, Coco, for tuning in, for jumping on with us. I can't wait for you to see a hard copy of the Grind Report so you can check that out for yourself. Really put it in your hand. Hope you take some pictures with that. You get what I'm saying? But other than that, we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Yes. And shout out to Brooklyn, by the way. Brooklyn. Always and forever.
All day. I already
Brooklyn, baby. Have a good night. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate that. This was a really good time. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to you soon.